Hello, warriors. Welcome to A Spiritual Warrior, a podcast that helps faith-based individuals mature spiritually through the Word of God, prayer, and application. I'm your host, Shatoya Antoine, and I pray that this episode blesses you. So let's get started. Good morning. Good morning. Happy Monday. We are back for our time of devotional and prayer. So thank you all so much for tuning back in. I know that we had a week off last week, but I pray that you all were still able to be in God's word and have some time in prayer to be with him. So on today, our focus will be for our devotional time is do not be deceived. And our Bible verse today is Colossians chapter 2, verse 8. And the New King James Version reads, "Beware lest anyone cheat you through philosophy and empty deceit according to the tradition of men, according to the basic principles of the world, and not according to Christ." I'm also going to read the NASB version. "See to it that no one takes you captive through philosophy and empty deception, according to the tradition of men, according to the elementary principles of the world, rather than according to Christ." So one thing that obviously we're focusing on for today is to do not be deceived and do not be led astray by hearsay. Do not be led astray by opinions. Do not be led astray by worldly advice or worldly traditions or even man-made traditions and advice as well. So in this verse, Paul is warning the Colossians. He's speaking against philosophies and human traditions, and he's not so much speaking against all philosophies and traditions, but those specifically that come from human thinking, human knowledge, opinions, human works, and those that come from the spiritual powers of the world, those that are not rooted in Christ, those that give no credit to God, mainly because they did not come from God. So beware lest anyone cheat you basically means do not be led astray. Do not be led astray by teachings. Do not be led astray, obviously false teachings, but do not be led astray by whether it's books or advice or opinions that truly do not come from God. And I think the key point is those that do not come from God, those that are not rooted in God's word and those that are not rooted in Christ. So you may ask, well, how do I know if something is from God or not? So we all know that we are to test the spirit. We have to be believers, and as believers, we also know that we have the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit, which guides us in all truth. We have God's word, but we also need to not just have God's word, but we need to read it and be rooted and planted in it. So I'm also going to read just the context a little bit of Colossians 2:8. So let's look at verses 6 through 7. So just the two verses that come before verse 8. "And now, just as you accepted Christ Jesus as your Lord, you must continue to follow him. Let your roots grow down into him and let your lives be built on him. Then your faith will grow strong in the truth you were taught, and you will overflow with thankfulness." I'm going to continue to read verse 8, and this is the New Living Translation. "Don't let anyone capture you with empty philosophies and high-sounding nonsense that come from human thinking, from the spiritual powers of this world, rather than from Christ." So we have to make sure that we are, you know, really putting emphasis on what we're reading, what we're learning, what we are allowing to either come into our space, our minds, and our thoughts, and seeing if it is truly aligned with the word of God and if it is rooted and planted in Christ. So just as we have read verses 6 and 7, just to break it down a little bit. So one, we know that we have to receive Christ. And as a believer, It does not stop there with us just accepting Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, but that is where our journey truly begins. We must have, must follow the leading of God. We also have to make sure that we are submitted to God as well. And knowing that God wants to help us, like, yes, he's given us other things to assist in our journey, but we also have to make sure that those things specifically come from God. So God wants to help us. He wants to help us in whatever problems, whatever challenges, whatever struggles that we may be experiencing, but he also wants to help us within our growth. And he also wants to help us to make sure that we mature. He also wants to make sure that we are maturing spiritually as well, and that that spiritual maturity is coming from God, and that is coming from God alone. We also have to make sure that we're not just committed to him, but that we are submitted to him, but also knowing that we have to be willing to learn from God, and not just learning from man-made knowledge and logic and principles and hearsays and traditions and philosophies. And granted, some people do speak these things and they are from God, whether it be personal experiences or testimonies, and being able to share how God has brought them through specific things, or even just teaching based off of the word of God. But the key point is making sure that whatever we are consuming, that it is truly coming from God. And knowing that as a believer, that we have the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit is more powerful and correct than any spiritual book that we can read. And when I say spiritual book, we know that some spiritual books are godly and some spiritual books are not godly. So obviously we can read books that are spiritual and from God, but there is such a huge increase in so many things that people are doing and reading that are spiritual, but we also know that not everything that is spiritual comes from God. So making sure that we aren't just listening to philosophers and people and things that are trying to teach us how to be our best self and how to live our best life, but making sure that we know that we are our best self and we are able to grow within being our best self and living our best life as we are rooted in Christ and as we are grounded by the Holy Spirit and as we are submitted to God. And truly knowing that the Holy Spirit is our teacher. So whatever answer or deeper spiritual connection that you are seeking, I truly pray that you find it through God and you find it through him alone. And in order for you to be able to do that, you have to read God's word. Let that be your foundation. If you want to clear your mind and meditate and affirm yourself, the Bible says to meditate on the word of God both day and night. If you want to speak affirmations, make sure that you are speaking and affirming yourself with what God's word says. God's word is powerful. It is truly powerful. And even going back to verse 8 now of do not be deceived, but we have to make sure that we are truly getting in God's word and that we know what God's word says for itself. As there are new trends and new teachings that are coming about, making sure that we are testing it to see if it truly aligns with the word of God. And even as you receive advice from others, test the spirit and see if it comes from God. God wants us to seek him, but we also know that God allows us to be able to seek wise counsel, but we have to make sure that that counsel is wise. We have to make sure that the counsel is has godly wisdom, that they are speaking God's word and that they are speaking God's truth, and they are not led by flesh and led by human opinions and what they think and what logic may seem to be, and making sure that they are truly coming from God and what God is leading them to say. So when you are reading books, whether you're listening to podcasts, whether you're watching TV shows or listening to music or any teachings, whatever it is that you are allowing yourself to consume, ask God, is this from you? Is this of you? And even when you're listening to these things, knowing that we live in a world where people can just share their opinions, they can share their thoughts, and then try to slap God on it or try to attach God to it when God is nowhere in anything that they are sharing. But we have to know what God's word says so that we are not deceived by things that are not from him. And I even encourage you guys to do that with whether it even be spiritual leaders or spiritual pastors, or even if it's spiritual podcasts or even sermons that you are listening to. and truly seeing if what they are preaching and speaking is truly the word of God, because in reality, there are false teachers out here. There are false preachers and false prophets out here, and many people are being led astray by them. But if we know what God's word says for ourselves, then we will not be deceived. So even as you listen to other people and pastors or whoever it may be, make sure that you're opening your Bible and seeing if what they are speaking truly aligns with the word of God. And even if it is in the context of what scripture states, because many times things can be taken out of context of what scripture truly says. So I just encourage you all to also not be sucked in by whether it's status or popularity or just doing something just because you see that everybody else is doing it and because other people are doing it. And even if you see things that is working for them, that doesn't mean always that it comes from God. The devil works in miraculous ways too. He's out here delivering blessings and they are not coming from God. So I truly just want us to be rooted in God's word, and God wants you to be rooted, not just because I want you to, he wants you to, and it's what his word says. So I even encourage you all, test me. If I say something or share something, see if it aligns with the word of God. I never want us to be so comfortable where we just take opinions of other people. And granted, as you grow in your faith and you are led to listen to certain people, you are able to trust them and know that they come from God and you're able to test their spirit and things like that. But I say that to say, just because someone's nice or just because someone sounds good or just because someone is speaking something that quote unquote quote sounds good or maybe right, make sure that you are truly testing whatever it is that they are saying and seeing if it is aligned with the word of God and if it is coming from God. So as this verse states for Colossians 2:8, in context is for us not to be deceived and for us to truly be led by Christ. So please open your Bibles and study and see what God's word says for itself. And if anyone tries to teach you otherwise and say, oh, you don't have to look it up in the Bible or you don't have to look at the scripture, I'll read it for you, I'll tell you what it says, still go to the word and even be cautious of people who try to keep you from God's word. So just encouraging you all to ask for discernment, to ask God for clarity, to ask him for confirmation. And as he reveals it, trust him, because we are so led by the things of this world that it may seem different or it may seem to us that it's not right because what God is revealing to us is not what everybody else is doing. But we are called to be set apart. So truly encouraging you guys to keep your mind focused on God, to keep your eyes on Christ, and to truly study God's word so that we know what it says for ourselves and that we are not deceived. As we know, the devil is very clever and strategic, and he is trying to lead us astray in whatever way that he can. And we just have to make sure that we're truly rooted and planted and being built and strengthened through God. So that is our time of devotion for today. We will go ahead and go before the Lord in prayer. So just asking if you guys can just humble yourselves and just remove all distractions as we go before God for a brief time of prayer. And I encourage you all to pray with me. If you have any prayer requests, you can feel free to put them in the comments or you can send them to me afterwards. So we will go before the Lord in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we just thank you so much today, oh God. We thank you for this word that you have given us, oh God. We thank you, Father, for how you are revealing your word to us, oh God, and even how you are allowing us to study your word and know what your word says so that we are led by it, so that we are led by you, and that we are led by the Holy Spirit in everything that we do, oh God. So we thank you once again for this time of devotion and prayer, oh God. We thank you, Father, even for just waking us up one today, oh God. We thank you, Father, that you have given us breath in our bodies, that you have strengthened in us one today, oh God, that you have encouraged us, oh God, that you have literally led us to this time and space, oh God. So we just thank you, Lord, for all that you are doing in our lives, oh God. We thank you, Father, for all that you are even doing in and through us, oh God. We thank you, Father, for just how gracious you have been to us, oh God. We thank you, Father, that you still have a purpose for our lives, oh God, that you still have a plan for us, oh God, that you still have ways that you want to use us in this world, oh God, for your glory, oh God, to be vessels for your kingdom, oh God, to be able to draw all men near to you, oh God. So we just ask, Father, that you will continue to strengthen us, oh God, that you will continue to strengthen us in your word, oh God, that you will continue to strengthen our relationship with you, oh God, that you will help us to truly be rooted and planted in your word, oh God. We ask, Father, that you help us to be able to identify the distractions first, oh God, so that we are able to know the things that are leading us away from you, oh God, the things that are trying to keep us away from you, oh God. Help us to have our own personal and private time of devotion and prayer and seeking you, oh God. Help us to truly be able to meditate on your word day and night, oh God. Help us to meditate on scripture, oh God, so that we are able to hide it in our hearts, oh God, but also so that we are able to apply it to our daily lives, oh God. We thank you that we are able to learn your word, but help us not to just be hearers of the word and know what the word says, but help us to truly apply it to our lives, oh God. We thank you, Father, that you have sanctified us, oh God. We thank you, Father, that you have set us apart, oh God. Help us to be known as being set apart from the things of this world, oh God, and help us to truly follow after you and you alone, oh God. We thank you, Father, for your glory, oh God. We thank you, Father, for your favor, oh God. We thank you, Lord, that you continue to keep pouring out even double favor for us, oh God, even favor that we don't deserve, oh God, even grace that we don't deserve, oh God, even mercy that we don't deserve, oh God. But we thank you, Father, that you love us so much, oh God, that you continue to pour out your love to us and for us each and every day, oh God, and help us not to take that for granted, oh God. Help us to give you praise and glory and thanksgiving for it daily, oh God, just thanking you for all that you are, oh God, that you are powerful, oh God, that you are mighty, oh God, that you are strong, oh God. We thank you, Father, for the Holy Spirit, oh God. We thank you, Father, that the Holy Spirit is our guide, oh God. We thank you, Father, that the Holy Spirit is our teacher, oh God, that the Holy Spirit is the one who was able to reveal all truth to us, oh God. So we pray right now, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh God, that you will open our spiritual eyes, oh God, so that we are able to see things clearly, oh God, so that we are truly able to see things for what they are, oh God. Anything that may be hidden, oh God, we ask that you will reveal it, oh God. Anything that may be hidden, we ask, Father, that you will expose it, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh God. Help us to test the spirit in all things, oh God. Help us to come to you, Father. Your word says that we are to seek you first, oh God. Let us come to you, oh God. And even as you have given us godly wisdom, oh God, even as you have given us godly counsel, oh God, even as you are encouraging us, and even as that we know, Father, that you are able to speak through other people, oh God, but help us to be led to people who are godly, oh God. Help us to be led to people who have godly wisdom, oh God. Help us to be led to people who truly speak by way of the Holy Spirit, oh God. So we just thank you, Father. We just ask that you will continue to lead and guide us, oh God, on this journey, that you will continue to strengthen us, oh God, that you will help us, oh God, that you will be our peace in all things, oh God, that whatever it is that we need, help us, Father, to know that we can find it through you, oh God. So we pray right now, Father, that you will give us godly knowledge, oh God, that you will give us godly wisdom, oh God, that you will strengthen us in our faith, oh God, that you will help us to pass every test that comes across our path, oh God. Help us to not be deceived by the enemy, oh God. We know that he is working, oh God, but we also know, Father, that you are working, Lord, that you are working and that you are even more powerful than he is, that you are even more powerful than every spirit that is working with him, oh God, and every spirit that is even working against, oh God. So we thank you, Lord. Help us to truly, truly be led by your spirit and your spirit alone, oh God. We pray right now, Father, just asking, Lord, that you will rebuke any plots or plans or strategies, oh God, anything that the enemy has planned over our life, oh God, over our day, oh God, over this week, oh God, over this month, the rest of this year, oh God, in this world, oh God, over our lives, our families, oh God. We just ask, Father, that you will just bind and cast it out, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh God. Help us to truly walk in your will, oh God. Help us to truly be at the center of your will at all times, oh God. Help us to truly be rooted and planted. Help us to know what that means, oh God. Help us to be able to experience that, oh God. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you for all that it is that you are even trying to lead us to, even the things that you are warning us against, oh God. So we come before you, oh God, just also covering this world. We ask, Father, that you will just continue to revive us, oh God. We ask, Father, that you will give us a fresh fire, oh God. We ask, Father, that you will give us a fresh anointing, oh God. We ask, Father, that even during these times, oh God, even in the midst of a pandemic, oh God, that you will even use us in miraculous ways, oh God. Put us in positions, oh God, to be able to help others, oh God. Put us in positions, oh God, to be able to minister to other people, oh God. Put us in positions and places, oh God, that we are able to truly be used by you, oh God, in ways that can only be done by you and you alone, oh God. And we just ask, Father, that you will remove any fear, oh God. We know, Lord, that fear does not come from you, oh God. We know that you have not called us to be led by fear, oh God, to even live in fear, oh God. So we ask, Lord, that you will give us sound minds, oh God, that you will remove any ounce or spirit of fear that may exist within us or even around us, oh God. Help our words to be guided by you, oh God. Help us to truly speak by way of the Holy Spirit, oh God. And we will forever give you all the praise and the glory and the honor for how you want to use us here in this earth right now, oh God. We ask, Father, that even the gifts that you've given us, oh God, help us to truly walk boldly in them, oh God. Help us to not be led by the thoughts and the opinions of other people, oh God. Help us not to be people pleasers, oh God, but help us in all that we do and all that we are led to do by you, oh God, to truly glorify you, oh God, and that our only focus is to truly please you and not man, oh God. So we thank you, Lord. We ask that you will continue to bless us, continue to pour your favor out on us, oh God. Continue to keep your hand upon each and every one of us, oh God. Continue to stretch out your hand over this entire world, oh God, over our nation, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh God. We thank you, Father, that you are even a God of justice and that you are a God of righteousness, oh God. So we put all things in your hands, oh God, and we trust your will. We trust your ways, oh God. We know that even all that is going on, even the things that we don't understand, oh God, we know, Father, that you have a purpose behind it. There is a plan that you have that will be fulfilled, oh God. So help us to trust in you and to trust in you alone, oh God. We pray, Father, over this virus, oh God. We are still trusting you, oh God, to be the healer, oh God, the healer that you are, oh God, to provide the cure, oh God, because we know that you have it and we know that you are it, oh God. So we just ask for covering, oh God. We ask for prayer, oh God. We ask for healing, oh God, for all those who have been impacted and affected by this virus, oh God. We ask right now, Father, that you will heal them, oh God, that you will strengthen them, oh God, that you will draw them near to you even during this time, oh God. We ask that you will draw them near to you like never before, oh God. We pray, Father, that they may have an encounter with you, oh God, that they are drawn to you, oh God, that they will be submitted to you, oh God. I pray, Father, that you will give each and every one of us wisdom as we go about our days, oh God. Continue to keep us safe, oh God. Continue to keep us covered by the blood of Jesus Christ, oh God. We pray right now, Father, we declare and decree, oh God, that as we go out with wisdom, oh God, that this virus shall not and will not come near us, oh God. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over our lives, oh God, over our family and friends, oh God, and even those who we may even come in contact with, oh God. Keep us all safe, oh God. Remove all fear away from us, oh God. Truly help us to walk in peace, oh God, and give us peace, Lord, that surpasses all human understanding, oh God. We pray, Father, for a revival in this world, oh God. We thank you that it is even taking place right now, oh God. We ask that you will continue to work in and through each and every one of us, oh God. We ask, Father, that you will continue to build up spiritual and godly leaders, oh God. Those who you have given the gifts and talents, oh God, help them to rise up Help them to rise up and be all that you have called them to be, O God. We thank you, Father, for the change that is coming, O God. We pray, Lord, that you will continue to strengthen our faith, O God. Help us not to waver in our faith, O God, but help us truly to allow you and your words to be our foundation in everything that we do, O God. So we pray, Lord, that you will continue to keep us and bless us as we go about this day and this week, O God. We thank you once again. We give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor. We ask all these things in your precious Son, Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. I pray that this time of devotion and prayer has blessed you all on this morning. I pray that you all have a blessed and amazing Monday and a rest of this week. And I look forward to being with you all again on next Monday at 7 a.m. So as always, if you have prayer requests, please feel free to send them to me. You can put them in the comments or you can message me. You can also email them to me at hello@aspiritualwarrior.com. So just encouraging you guys to even meditate on this scripture. Write it on a note card, put it on a sticky note on your desk at work or even somewhere in your house. You can stick it on your dashboard in your car and truly meditate on this verse throughout this week and allow God to speak to you through it. So I love you guys and I will see you all next Monday.
Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. Make sure that you check out the show notes, and I'll chat with you next time. Be blessed.